with Mind Food Radio. Well, most 19-year-olds are busy taking selfies and worrying about how they look. There are others amongst us who generally do so well they make us feel bad. And one of those people that I welcome to the show this morning is Bonnie Howland from Indigo and Iris. Hello, Bonnie.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, a little bit about you first. You're 19, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
19, okay. Now, in Mind Food magazine, it calls you an ethical entrepreneur. Now, what are you doing and how did you get into it?
Yeah, so I've just recently founded a sustainable beauty company called Indigo and Iris, and we're just working to launch our first product, Mascara for Sides. And what we're doing is all the profit is going to be used in partnership with the Fred Hollows Foundation to cure blindness in the Pacific Islands.
Now, talk me through how a 19-year-old ends up doing something of this magnitude, because a lot of people your age, Bonnie, are quite self-centred and self-serving. So what was it about this that got you excited?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, all my friends that are my age are pretty cool, but I suppose what got me into this is I've always been really passionate about, I suppose, human rights and trying to do something really cool with your life and attempts to change the world. But I got into this through learning about social enterprise and then doing a course on it called Live the Dream, which is a New Zealand program, and learning how to use business as a way to solve social issues. So I don't know, I suppose I've just always been really passionate about it. And then I spent some time in Vanuatu and really fell in love with the Pacific Islands and learnt a lot about treatable blindness.
So what's your goal for Mascara for Sight and how does it actually work?
The goal is to cure treatable blindness in the Pacific Islands. And it works by creating these makeup products and then using the profit to perform the surgeries, which is done through the Fred Hollows Foundation.
Okay, so who sponsored you into this? Have you had other businesses say, we're interested, we'd like to make your product, or, you know, how's that worked?
Yeah, so that's just been a matter of me working with big makeup corporations and factories. I haven't had any company sponsor me to do this. It's just been me doing it. But I have had a lot of companies step up and do pro bono work, which has been amazing.
Are your parents proud of you?
Yeah, my mum is very proud of me. Oh. And so it's like, so is my granddad.
Young people get a bit of a hard rap, I reckon. But then there are those amongst you who are obviously waving the flag. And what's long term for you, Bonnie? What's in store for Bonnie Howland?
Oh, basically right now I'm just going really hard on Indigo and Iris, and that's my biggest dream and goal right now. I would love to go back to uni at some point. I'm not sure when, but maybe in a few years' time. I'm just trying to make a mark and be happy.
Well, that's fantastic. I think it's admirable. Congratulations on what you're doing. Do you have a set goal of how many people you want to give sight back to?
Yes. So I'm really keen to see 40,000 people regain their sight in the Pacific Islands. But obviously the main goal is to cure all treatable blindness in the Pacific.
Okay, so if people want to donate to you or they want to help this cause, how can they get hold of you? What do they need to do?
So we have a Facebook page that is really active with people that are supporting Indigo and Iris, so it's awesome to get on there and like that. We also have a website called indigoandiris.co, which has my contact details on it.
Well, look, Bonnie, congratulations. Best of luck with Indigo and Iris and what you're trying to achieve. I think you should pat yourself on the back. You're doing an exceptional job, and Mind Food Magazine agree.
Thank you so much.